Hey, right now, let's hear from Drake London. Our guys from the morning shift had a chance to visit Ali as well, and talking to Drake London about a variety of things. But they wanted to know, what did Drake London notice different about camp?
Really nothing. I don't really see anything that's different. Just excited to play some football and finally be back out here with the guys. Yeah.
Drake, last year you really showed the world. They look at me, the NFL world, and I have people come up, they're listeners, and they'll tweet us and everything. They'll be like, man, Drake's going to have a breakout season this year. And I said, hell, he had 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. How do you break out over that? But to that point, how do you go in the offseason after having a year like that and say, oh, wait, I got to find holes in my game and work on and get better, and then to eclipse that big season that you had last year?
Exactly that. Just work on the little nuances that I see in the film room and on the field with myself that I could get better at is the biggest thing. And then to just go out there and prove the doubters wrong at the end of the day. It's kind of a trend right now that I keep on going underrated and just flying under the radar, and I'm okay with that. I'm not really a big public guy anyway, so it's totally fine with me. But, you know, I have to go out there and prove every year, and that's my goal every year.
Well, it is day one of training camp, so back to work, and clearly you guys are working hard. But what did you do in your offseason? Did you get into anything fun?
No, I'm not a big traveler. My traveling is going back to Cali, where that's home base. So go back, see family, and hang out. That's pretty much it.
Falcons wide receiver Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift on Sports Radio 99 The Game. Look, we're going to get into a little more football. We'll have a little more fun in just a second. Year four for you, fourth time in 4 years you've had a different starting quarterback in week one. How do you find the continuity? Because it's really incredible. We've seen the ups and downs, and hey, bad situation at quarterback, different offense coordinator, different head coach. You've been pretty consistent over your career. What do you give credit to for that?
I don't know who to give credit to, but I just see ball, get ball. I don't really care how it's thrown. As long as it's in my vicinity, then I'm going to go get it, you know? So that's my whole mentality. Yeah.
Understanding of the playbook, things like that. I mean, it just comes naturally.
I mean, yeah, there's days that I have to go in and really study with the coaches and get with the quarterbacks and figure out those little things that I have to do to make the playbook just that much better and more understandable for me. But other than that, I see ball, go get ball.
What do you think those conversations have been like so far with Michael Penix trying to get comfortable with him?
They've been great, you know. And really, he's the same way. He just wants to throw the pigskin, and I just want to catch it. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
Well, to that point with the different guys, what's the adjustment like for that? Because you guys switched midseason, so you adjust on the fly. Because everybody throws it. You know, these guys are different. Kirk goes a different ball than Penix does. And how's the adjustment? Because Penix, he's got a freaking laser. That thing comes out quick.
Yeah. I mean, there's sometimes it caught me off guard. But other than that, it's just catching a football at the end of the day, and I try to keep it as simple as that because that's what it is. I don't try to overcomplicate things.
You guys did an offseason, during the OTAs and stuff, you did an offseason video that was on the .com for the Falcons, and they were with you, and you had just found out they picked up your fifth-year option, and your reaction was so pure, so cool about just what it meant to you about, you know, that it was almost like, hey, we notice what you're doing, how valuable you are to our team.
Yeah. Again, how I said earlier, I kind of fly under the radar on a lot of people's whatever you might say it is. So for them to notice it is a huge thing, especially the facility that or the organization that drafted me and believed in me from the get-go. So it means a lot to have them do that for me and want to keep me here.
Well, I'm going to ask another fun question. Who are you rooming with out here at training camp?
I got Mooney, Ray Ray, and Cadell Hodge.
All right. I know it's only been one day, but who's the messiest out of them?
Who's the messiest? Now we're all clean. We're all good.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, we run a strict regimen in that dorm right there.
let's stay on that topic. Drake London hanging out with us here on the morning shift. Talk to me about the locker room a little bit, and that's a big thing. When I was here playing, it was, you know, who's on the aux corps. I think, you know, we had William Moore some days. Sante Samuel stepped in, the senior, not the junior that, you know, everybody's familiar with now. Who's on the aux these days? I mean, what kind of music are y'all listening to in the locker room? What are the vibes like? Is it muted in the morning, or is somebody waking y'all up, getting things bumping in the early days?
It depends on who puts some music on, but it's usually JB, Jesse Bates, who usually puts some stuff on. It's really the defensive guys who kind of run the music. Yeah, pretty much. So now they put on some smooth stuff. You know, we have some Drake in there, Lil Baby, little stuff like that. So, yeah.
You any concerts or anything this off season? I know you said you didn't do much, but there's been a lot of acts, obviously in California and Atlanta too.
Yeah, no, I don't really go to concerts or anything like that. I
stay low key, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's perfect. I wanted to ask, this is a goofy, camp question. We did it last year. Last year you were phenomenal with the guardian cap answer. But what's Drake London's spirit animal?
Spirit animal?
Yeah, you know, what animal do you relate to in the animal kingdom?
Oh, for sure, a lion. I mean, astrology. I'm a Leo, so I guess a lion. Yeah.
There he is, Drake London. Mike and I were discussing. He just said, "I don't go to concerts." And I'm like,
we were
"Wow."
Just like, what music is Jesse Bates rolling? I said, "Please don't say Drake." And he said, "Drake."
He did. He did.
You and I were just joking off mic, but hey, man, leadership and Jesse sets the tone.
Yeah, I
in the tunes.
I think that Drake is just a no nonsense kind of guy. We've said this. He's got a serious side to him. That we've seen, even at practice when, you know, guys are challenging him, and I'm all for it, man. But the thing for me about him is his life is going to be, I think, a lot easier with Michael Penix and the way that he delivers the ball. Mike, he's had to make some spectacular catches here over the last few years to just get the yards that he's gotten. And I think his life, just from not having to go up and get 50-50 balls and challenged right. for every catch, that is about to change. And so I feel like, you know, even the balls that Kirk delivered last year, early in the season, obviously it was all good. But once things started to go downhill, he struggled to get the ball to Drake too. So I just think for Drake London, like, this is going to be his best season that we've seen because his job to have to go – like, the ball's being thrown to me. If I don't go make this play and the ball's, you know, 3 feet over my head, if I don't go up and get it, I'm not going to have a chance. He's got to be put in position to get easier balls and catches. And then that's going to make his life a lot easier.
And that's the thing, guys. I mean, yeah, 22, Mariota. Jeez Louise. 23, Desmond Ritter. And again, 866 on 72 the first year, 69 for 905. Only six touchdowns those first 2 years. And we used to sit there, and it was the same goes for Pitts. That's why when guys say we're too hard on Pitts, you know, some of Pitts' lack of production after the first year, the rookie year, where he was a Pro Bowler, was these guys couldn't get them a ball if he had a stepladder. You know, I mean, it was just brutal. There's so many games. Again, bad memories. But last year, 1,271 with 9 touchdowns on 100 receptions and one of the top 10 receivers in the league, hands down.
Those are the numbers, Mike. And he knows this. Look, balls, meaning receptions, and touchdowns are what get receivers paid. That's you know, if you lead the league in receptions, Mike, you get 120, 135 receptions, they're going to be talking about you. You get touchdowns, they're going to be talking about you.
Here's something that's kind of interesting. 154 in the overtime win against Tampa Bay, and then you don't see another 100-yard game until the last two games when he's got Michael Penix Jr., to your
because
point.
Things went downhill.
106 yards and 187 yards in the game that we should have won. We scored 38 freaking points and lost to Carolina because our defense was literally like a cartoon.
Let me ask you this, too. We're talking about Drake London. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons off today. They're back at work tomorrow. Training camp continues. And we'll have all the live coverage for you, by the way, here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg are going to be at Flowery Branch 9-1 tomorrow. Sunday, it's Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews up there from 9-1. So we got you covered even over the course of the weekend. And then we're back up there on Tuesday and Thursday. With the way that those numbers went downhill, Mike, we never heard Drake London complain. The season starts off good. Right. Then it's almost as if he's absent. We know he's playing, but he's not getting the rock. And he says nothing. He doesn't hint towards it. He doesn't make any comments, Mike. And my point is, this is why we know he's not a diva. Because last year he could have easily been like, man, I don't know what's going on. He didn't say a word. And that to me speaks volumes about the kind of player he is. Because even when he had bad quarterbacks and he knew – and he admitted to us, like, dude, I'm a rookie. I'm just playing my position. I don't know. I can't really say that much about guys that are trying to keep me on track. But he knew what the deal was. Last year, he had a veteran and gets basically off to a great start, and then the numbers disappear, and he didn't do what we've seen most wide receivers do in this league, Mike, and that's complain.
And that's one thing that we've talked about a million times, the makeup of the squad. Even with Arthur Smith, and other than Cordarrelle Patterson, all Cordarrelle said was, hey, man, just get me involved in the offense. But it wasn't like it was any of these kind of crazy wide receiver diva stuff. And he had earned enough sweat equity where everyone respected his
takes.
Right. We haven't had that kind of personality on the squad. You know, say what you want about – now, granted, I know you say is there a direct correlation with having the big egomaniac and winning 10 games? I don't know.
That's right.
But we got some dudes to keep their head down and get the job done. One thing we asked Michael Penix Jr. yesterday about this season is, how is the preseason workload going to work? And he wasn't really sure because, you know, he couldn't really tell us what, you know, he thinks it's going to be. Dear Orlando Ledbetter has an article he posted today from the AJC about Raheem Morris and how he plans to handle starters. Coach says he, quote, do anything that we can do to mitigate as many injuries as we can. So does that mean I'm not going to see Penix Jr. out there more than one series? Or the other dudes on this off? See, I do think you have to. I get it. I don't need Joe Burrow out there for three, you know, games in the preseason with his injury history. But I would like to think a young team with a quarterback with only three pro games as a starter under his belt, you'd like to have the first team out there for at least two or three series.
Yeah.
To get some kind of continuity. Doesn't that matter?
It does. I think it does. Mike, look, I'm curious to see how this plays. To me, there is. I had a guy ask me this yesterday because he heard us talking about this when we were at Hooters. And he said, I heard you guys talking about it. And he said, Dukes, you said what's the appropriate amount? Look, I don't think you can overwork anybody in the preseason.
Right.
Okay? I just don't. Like, if you're telling me that there are meaningless reps for a guy that's going to start and you're putting him out there, here's the danger, with the second or third teams, Mike, right, and you feel like, okay, the protection might break down and here's a guy on the other side of the ball who maybe wants to make a name for himself and all of a sudden he takes your quarterback out, that is a danger that most right. teams and coaches are not willing to risk. But if you're asking me, like, what's the appropriate number, and I said this yesterday, I don't know what that is, but I also don't think you're overworking anybody because nobody's playing an entire game in the preseason.
Right.
So if I told you it's two series or three, and he comes back after half and plays one more series, if that's appropriate, so be it. So that's why I use that phrase. But, guys, I don't know if you're like, oh, we're going to overwork Penix. You're not overworking him.
But basically, guys, if you want to see Penix in the preseason, I'm not telling you not to go down to Mercedes-Benz, but it will be very similar. This is from D-Led's article.
Okay? Thanks, Mike and Carl. Yeah.
Raheem Morris says, of the 2025 exhibition playing plan as last year. So basically, you make those decisions based on how much work you get. We got to go through training camp. So he's kind of equivocating a little bit. But it just sounds like, you know, basically you have to be really able to apply those things. More coach speak. Take along those metrics on how much you can get.
Yeah.
How much compa- All right, he's not giving me anything.
Not telling you.
All right.
He's not telling you.
I would think you'd like to have more than one series with your – they may get this when they have the joint practice with the Titans. Maybe that's going to be something we don't see. Maybe something comes from that.